Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church. This is Susie Lind with you on another episode of Journey Now. At the time of this recording, we are near the end of our week, and for some of us, the new school year is well underway. We are in the throes of experiencing some new ways of teaching, facilitating, and even learning. For others, not much has changed, and yet we stand in this weird place that we can just describe as sometime in 2020, and the stories that we are writing can certainly grab onto this idea of already, but not yet. We are in a time of waiting. Waiting for a job, or maybe waiting for our income to be what it once was. Waiting for a return to normal. Waiting for a vaccine, or maybe we're waiting for travel to open. Maybe we're waiting for something that we've been waiting for an actual long time, like the longing and the wait for a baby or a soulmate to love. Maybe we've been waiting for a healing to come about, or a prodigal to come home, or a promise fulfilled. Perhaps we've been waiting for an apology from someone who hurt us. Or maybe we have just been waiting for a good friend to walk with. Waiting is hard, my friends. So allow me to guide us through our week end with the poetry from Psalm 27. Take a few moments to become quiet in God's presence and aware of His loving presence with you. In Psalm 27, at the very end, the last few verses say this: I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Now, the waiting that Psalm 27 speaks of can be defined as confident expectation. It's a description of strength and courage, searching and expecting God to be God. So today, in our final moments, rest your eyes, relax your hands and your shoulders. And without judging yourself or trying to fix anything, allow yourself to become aware of what it is that you might be waiting for right now. As you sit quietly with God, open your heart to Him about whatever it is you are noticing. And then invite God to show you what the source or sources of your desire or need might be. It's easy to try to think our way into this awareness. It's easy to judge ourselves and try to go right to the solution. Maybe instead we can take these moments and allow God to show us what He wants us to see. If you're becoming aware of the source or desire or your need, maybe ask God what He has for you in the waiting. For many of us, we have people we love who are also waiting, and we've been asking God on their behalf to fill a desire, to fill a need. Who comes to mind for you? Bring their names to God as well. May we all take courage and know He is near. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. May God give you the abundance of peace that comes with knowing He is with you. May He give you the courage to stay close to Him in the waiting. May He give you an awareness of the plenty in times of want. And may you overflow with the fruit of His kindness and faithfulness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.